We are live. Hello, everybody. It is Zoom comedy again. Yes, zooming it up live on Facebook. My name is Keith Stubbs. Hope you guys are doing well. It is Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope things are settling down wherever you are. We're going to settle down right now because we have one of my friends on Facebook Live all the way from the Big Apple. He's in Queens. He's in Queens. Are you in Queens, true or false?
I am in Queens. That is a factual statement.
His name is Shane Smith. You guys all know Shane Smith. He's got a bajillion views.
Hey, everybody.
Have you had any new work done as far as your body art?
Since
I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see that? Have you seen this? This guy right here?
Look at
I've got a sword on my face. It's the last one, I promise. It's the last one.
Okay. Why the sword?
Honestly, it was one of the first tattoos I ever wanted to get. It's a sword from Lord of the Rings. It's not, okay. It seems like, oh, it's a scary guy with a dagger, but really it's very nerdy. So,
okay. He's a nerd. His name is Shane Smith. He's a comedian. He's a good guy. If you have questions for Shane, because we all do, I've got many, but if you have a question for Shane, just type it on the Facebook and we will ask your question. We're doing a Q&A with the very funny Shane Smith. But first things first, Shane, you moved out to New York a few months ago. Has it been over a year? How long has it been?
Yeah, it's been like a year and a half. I've been gone for a while.
I don't believe in calendars. You know that. So has it been a year and a half, really?
Okay. Yeah. You know, I'm in Utah quite a bit in your defense, visiting. So.
And you're sorely missed, I'll tell you that. But you're out there now, and things have gone awry.
They have.
Yeah,
true.
So I want to know what's going on, because most people, not most people, I live here. So I only see the news out of New York whenever it's the governor. And that's really all I see. Other than that, we get all the news where we live, and I'm sure that's the case for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. In your view, what is going down in New York? What do you see?
Well, I'm friends with a few medical professionals here in New York, and the hospitals are like, they're pretty legitimately overwhelmed. It's pretty grim, to be honest, but also New Yorkers are doing a very good job of quarantining. So, like, my neighborhood, for instance, like, everyone's organized. So if like older people need groceries, people leave the groceries for them at their doorstep. Anyone who's like, well bodied or whatever, doesn't go out during the day. Like, I go and shop at like 4 a.m. so I don't get in anyone's way, so that people who need to shop during the day can and stuff. So we don't leave very often. So everyone in New York is kind of doing that New York thing where they all come together, which is cool. But yeah, things are tough. I mean, not funny, but there's an ice truck two blocks away from my place in front of the hospital full of bodies. So it's like, it's not a joke. New York
is that for real?
Yeah, I'm not joking. Like, New York is everyone else in the country seems to like have it pretty light, but it got us pretty good. So I don't know. Take it seriously, because you don't want to be like us. I'll tell you that.
Are people doing the social distancing? Are they hunkered down?
Yeah, people are hunkered down pretty hard. I mean, I've had to go out to like take out my trash or just like do a random errand that I had no choice to do during the day, like go to the post office. And I live in Astoria on Steinway, which is a busy street. So my area is as busy as Manhattan. Just any time of day, just think my street's as busy as Disneyland. Hundreds of people everywhere. Like, you couldn't jog where I live ever. So when I go out sometimes, I see one person maybe. Like, people are locked away. So
are you in like a multi-level building like you see in New York?
I live in
floor are you on?
I'm on the third floor. I live on a three-story walk-up. So
have you sung to your neighbors yet? I see that's happening a lot.
No, I'm not singing. I've no, you know what though? I've heard the singing and I'm like, they're not good, you know?
So people are doing that in Queens.
People are yelling at each other and talking to each other through their door. And then also people are doing every night people bang on pots and pans as the medical workers change shifts. Okay. So like twice a day, you'll hear that people are cheering them on as the nurses and stuff change their shifts. So, but yeah, people are yelling. I hear them. What I need to do, I'm not a yeller. What I need to do is I need to get a two cans and some string, throw it over to my neighbor, get one of those situations, you know?
Are you liking it out there after leaving a small town? It sounds to me, right now is particularly grim, but I mean, are you liking New York and liking the move that you made?
Well, you're not a real New Yorker until you live through a disaster, right? So there's that. I'm doing it. Yeah, I love New York, honestly. It has its charm. I love the small town living too, though. And that's why I bounce between both, you know. I like to go shoot guns and ride motorcycles and be dumb in the woods. And then I love New York too, so.
Wow. Have you made a lot of friends out there in the comedy world? Are you hanging out? Because I know that a lot of people don't know this. When you make the transition from what, it doesn't matter if it's going LA to New York or anywhere, you're the new dude and you have to figure out a way to get people to buy into what you're doing and make some friends and get on stage, which isn't always the easiest.
No, it's not. It's wildly difficult. And it sucks to go from going to a place where you have lots of great friends, such as yourself, to a place where you don't know anyone and you're trying to making friends as an adult is terrible. Who would do, why would anyone want to do that? There's no situation in life where I should be forced to try and make friends, but here I am. And I've made some friends, luckily. So,
but that's gotta be difficult. Cause you feel like, oh man, I've got to go and hey, how's it going? You have to use all the weird, almost like pickup lines in a social setting, just so you can hopefully get on stage and build those relationships.
Nothing's more awkward than being a 30-year-old man just standing around trying to drum up conversation with, hey, you look interesting. Want to talk to me? It's terrible. It's terrible. Luckily, I'm recognizable.
I got a question here for Shane Smith. If you have a question for Shane, just get on Facebook and ask the question and we'll try to get to it. How old were you when you got your first tattoo, Shane? We're there again.
Very too young. So young that it's like I almost felt like, would you believe me if I said I got my first tattoo when I was 14 years old?
14?
It's so bad. It's so bad. Don't let you watch your kids, everybody, is what I'm trying to say. They can be up to anything, honestly. Where are they right now?
Wow. So what did you get when you were 14? What tattoo is it?
I got some script on my wrist. These little words, they're very old. Song lyrics.
So song lyrics, do they apply still to this day? Or do you look back and go, nah?
I look back and I go, nah, but I like that. I'm like, yeah, it's dorky and it's dumb. But it was teenage me. And I have a friend who has the same tattoo. And I'm kind of like, you know what? It's a bad, silly tattoo, and I love it.
We got another question for you. They said, why'd you move to New York? Why?
Comedy demands it of us. All people who do comedy eventually have to move to New York or L.A. Here's the thing. I love the beach. I love good weather. I love beautiful women. And so I thought, why not punish myself and go to New York instead? Let's do that. So that's that.
How much Mountain Dew are you buying during the quarantine? That was another question. So you obviously have some fans that are familiar with your work.
This is no joke. I drink, and every time I tell people this, they're, and you will know that this is true when you hear it. People genuinely are afraid for my safety. I would say I drink a little over 2 12 packs of diet soda a day.
Oh my gosh. You know, that's too much, right?
I know, it's my only vice. It's my thing. Wow. I like it. I drink in lieu of food.
2 12 packs a day of Mountain Dew or just regular old Mountain Dew?
Diet Mountain Dew and Diet Coke. And I asked a doctor about it. And the doctor, when I told the doctor, firstly, he went, whoa, hold on. And I was like, yeah, it's real. Am I going to die? And he was like, I don't, maybe. Like, you might get superpowers. But he was like, there's no conclusive evidence that diet soda is bad for you. So, I mean, that much caffeine is probably not great. But otherwise, I don't know what to tell you. I was like, all right, I'll just keep doing it and see what happens.
We got another question, Shane. Someone wants to know if Anton and yourself can go help out with some people's kids during this quarantine.
You know, I haven't kept up with Anton over the last 10 years. So I don't really know what he's up to. but I'm sure I could try to help.
Okay. do you have a favorite tattoo? A lot of tattoo questions.
That's right. Right now my favorite tattoo is this sword on my face, but normally my favorite tattoo, it's probably my stomach. I got a big old bear on my stomach that I like. It was a tough one to get. It's real big, so I enjoy it.
Is that more painful than other tattoos? Like you did the one on your face. That seems wise.
Yeah. And then
you got the one on the side. The stomach seems like that would really hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. The stomach is really, really bad. I'll have you know, Keith, I almost, and this is true, my ex-wife talked me out of it. I almost got Wise Guy tattooed above my eyebrow in honor of Wise Guys, the comedy club that you own. And it was just like a big, like, it was a part of comedy. And I was like, oh, it's a fun saying. And it's like also a moniker for a mobster. So it's kind of cool. And everyone was like, Shane, don't be stupid. Also, Keith, I don't think he'll love that you did that on your face. So,
yeah, you know what? You're right. Because it's flattering on one side. Like the idea of it is like, oh, that's really nice. But the reality is, don't do it.
Yeah,
please
yeah,
don't
yeah.
Do it.
maybe I'll throw Wise Guys up somewhere else on me one day, but not the face.
Why did you choose to be a comedian with like 9 exclamation marks? I think someone's overdoing it.
Yeah, I can't sing or dance, so here I am. I just like comedy. What can I say?
Did you know at a certain age that you wanted to do it? I guess that's a stupid question. When did you know you wanted to be a comedian? How about that? I'll rephrase.
I always wanted to be a comedian, but it didn't occur to me that it was a real option until late in life, until like 26, 27. So I started pretty late.
Wait a second. How old are you?
I'm 33.
Oh, man. You're killing
me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Another question. What's your writing process during quarantine?
You know what? I'm not writing during quarantine. I have an hour that I'm working on and I already wrote it. And so I've written some things, but, I'm not writing in quarantine. You know what? I was working on several other things. I'm working on a board game that I was hired to write on, and I was writing, for a commercial. So no comedy writing. My writing process is sit down and do the work people pay me to.
Yeah, and I think right now trying to write stuff that's not quarantine related is probably difficult because there's that, I believe, that's kind of hovering. It's always there.
It's all encompassing. Also, I'm very, I will say this right away, I will come out of the gates doing hopefully zero quarantine. I do not want to talk about quarantine because I can feel that many of my peers are going to. And so I'm just going to, not do that.
I think that's wise, but probably easier said than done.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, I've
at the beginning,
anything could happen. We'll see. My quarantine hour.
Another question. What about getting a haircut? Your hair is longer than I'm used to. And I think I've already made that comment.
You're uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm not 100% comfortable with it. I want to know, how are you going to rectify this situation?
I'm going to grow it longer than ever. That's what's going to happen. Yeah, no plans to cut my hair at all in the future. I'm going to see. I want to go two more years, several more years of growing it out and see what happens.
You're going to go Nugent on us? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, I want to braid my hair like Pippi Longstockings. That's what my plan.
Another question. This is regarding comedy. We got Shane Smith, by the way, that guy that you're looking at on Facebook. That's Shane Smith. The other guy over there with the Mariners hat on, that's me. Seattle Mariners. Keith Stubbs. .com at the Keith Stubbs Twitter. Hey, so does New York provide more material for you in, as far as stand-up goes versus when you lived in Utah and where, you know, when you've traveled elsewhere?
No. The United States is full of kooky people all over the place. New York doesn't have a monopoly on interesting people, though it is full of them. And I'm from Utah, which is really odd in its own special way. And it's as weird as New York. So honestly, I don't have more material than normal.
Where's your favorite place to perform? Like, I know you've toured quite a bit. You've been all over the place.
Yeah.
Where's your favorite place?
Some of my favorite shows I've ever done have been, let's see, Wise Guys Downtown specifically. Uh-huh. Wise Guys Downtown in Salt Lake City, Utah. Denver Comedy Works, American Comedy Company in San Diego, The Stand here in New York. Yeah. Let's see, Cleveland, Ohio, the Funny Bone in Cleveland, Ohio, I think it is. Mm-hmm. That yeah. club rips. Real good club. I had a lot of fun at Helium in Oregon. And then I did a theater, and I can't remember the name of the theater, in Canada, in Toronto. And that wow, the Canadians were a lot of fun.
Awesome. Have people ever thought you were a member of a gang? This isn't me asking this.
This is
it's a legit yes. question. I'll give
all
it up.
The time. All
so
the time.
People look at you and go, oh, this dude's in a gang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All the time. All the time.
And weren't you in a gang?
Yes. So, like, they're not way off.
Right. So were you in like a gang? I mean, were there like initiations? Were they picky?
Yeah. So I was in like a motorcycle club type. So uh-huh. it's like a, not exactly like a street gang, maybe more right. like organized crime.
Right.
So maybe not like, yeah. So then there was, but it's kind of something that you're like born into. It's right. less, they're not like, gangs aren't recruiting. You know, people aren't like going out for gangs like colleges. No one's trying to get into a gang and they're like, well, if I don't make it into the Bloods, the Latin Kings are my safety gang. You know, so, like that's so, not a thing.
So when you say you were born into a gang, what does that mean?
So that I'm just was born into a family that was surrounded by crime and poverty. And so like the way crime works in reality is that you can't, a lot of crime is people doing things that you can tell on them for, and you can't trust people that you don't know. And so if you grow up in an area around crime, they can trust you. And so that kind of, it makes you a legacy essentially. And it makes it easier to start living that lifestyle. Like you couldn't be a person and then move into a neighborhood and then just be like, I want to join your biker gang. Like that's, they're going to be like, who, you're a cop, get away. Like that's just, you know, like that's not how that works. So, you know, some guy knows my stepfather who knows me and is like, hey, this kid, let's get him over here. We can trust him. He can do work for us, whatever. And then
did the gang have a name?
It did. And I'm actually not allowed to say it anymore.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. I mean, because I made amends with the United States government over time, which is how I stopped being a gang member. And so there are certain things that I'm just like not supposed to talk about.
Okay. But yeah, you have mentioned it in the past and they said, you know, I'd prefer not to, like the Mountain Dew gang. You can't say that. Whatever the name of it is.
The Mountain Dew gang. That would have been the one.
Does that gang still exist? Is it still happening?
No. They were folded over into a larger motorcycle club.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a bunch of people in this? I'm not supposed to ask. I'm asking. Is it a big? Yeah, no. Is there 100 people? Is it 500? Is it
thousands?
20?
Thousands.
Wow.
Now, I mean, now this new club that they're a part of. Yes, it's a very large organization.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Crazy gang member Shane Smith can't say the brand. Do you have any more tattoos planned? Another tattoo question.
Yes, I am getting my I have very little room left. I have my some of my thighs that aren't tattooed, and I was going to finish them this summer, but quarantine ruined it. And then I have my butt left, and that was the last thing I was getting tattooed. I was going to get that tattooed in New Zealand by a guy who was going to do it Maori style, which is like a tap tattoo. So that it's like a wooden plank with needles and they dip it in ink and then they put it on you and they tap it with a hammer and tattoo you very old school traditional way. And yeah, that was the plan, but now it's been ruined. But yeah, I'm going to get my whole body finished.
You were going to go to New Zealand to get a tattoo?
Yeah. Yeah. Or... my butt tattooed.
Oh God. Shame. I know you're going to go, okay, boomer, you're right. I'm boomer, but shit, I think you're good. I think you got it. I think people, if you want people to know you got tattoos, I think it's apparent.
I do have every visible space on my body is tattooed. I will say that. If I wear shorts, it looks like I'm completely covered.
Let me ask you this. How in the world are you going to be able to run for president with all these tattoos,
James? It's a new age, baby. They're going to love it. They're going to be I'm going to be like, this other guy has no tattoos. You can't trust him. And then people will somehow think that that's valid. I think, you know?
Well, you know, I heard, now tell me if I'm right or wrong. You live in the great state of New York. Mm-hmm. I heard that Cuomo, the governor, has some piercings.
I've heard this too. I've seen the photos.
I know someone told or not.
Someone told me it was a bulletproof vest, and I was like, to protect him from what? To protect the man from what?
Okay, so you've heard that. You've heard that, and you've seen the pictures. Who knows if they're real, but they look
real. And let me tell you, if anyone's an expert, it's me. And I'm saying that guy, he likes to party, okay?
Yeah.
He's got some piercings.
Okay, so here's what's happening now. If you follow the news like I do, you probably don't, because I think I overdo it. But they're saying...
Absolutely.
They're saying okay. that Cuomo, his bedside manner is amazing. He's great at handling the daily press briefings with what's happening in New York. But and they're saying maybe this guy should jump in and run for the presidency coming up in November. Would you vote for someone that has had that? Doesn't that raise? I know that you've had some stuff done, but that's you, Shane. You're a comedian.
Let me tell you,
Commander in Chief.
Let me tell you, as a man who looks like I do, if I saw another man like me running for president, I would be like, no, not for me.
Right, right.
I don't know. I'd have to hear it, but I don't know. I don't know. What do we listen? We got to see Biden shirtless. What's he got going on? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, wow. I don't know. The whole thing is. I'm not going to get into politics. There's no reason to get into politics.
It's not
we're
politics.
In a pandemic. We're in a pandemic. We're all going to get better. Things are going to get back to normal. You lost a ton of work, Shane Smith,
all
this went down. So obviously you want to get things going again. But the safety and health of others is paramount.
True. Yes.
But you're also like, man, I need to do a gig. I need to get paid.
It's true. It's true. I think I lost... It looks like I'm going to lose half a year's income.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
have you filed for the unemployment?
I have. I don't think I qualify. And then because I'm a performer and there's all this weird stuff, though I do think I qualify for Trump bucks. So I'll get my $1,200.
Ooh, automatic deposit? You got automatic deposit?
I do.
And you haven't gotten it yet?
No. I might have it now. I haven't checked today, so. I'm living loose, fast and loose. You know what? Live on air. See if I'm rich.
How many roommates do you have? New York, when comedians move to New York, they say, I'm going to rough it, and they go sleep on people's floors or whatever, and they pack it in. What's it like where you are? How many roommates do you have? How many bedroom apartment is it?
I'm a lucky, lucky man. Not anymore, but I used to be able to afford to have only one roommate. So I live in a two-bedroom apartment with one other guy, and so far so good. I'm happy about that. So yeah, it's a small apartment, but there's two of us, and we have each our own rooms, and we have a living room, and that living room has like a kitchenette attached to it, and that's it. That's the whole deal.
Is there a restroom?
We do have one of those, but it's like a half a restroom. So like there's a toilet, but you have barely enough room to sit. Like I kind of sit sideways. So I'm a larger guy, you know? So my Scandinavian bones are too big. So I can't like sit straight on the toilet. So I sit kind of sideways, I will admit. And you know what? Now I found myself using someone else's toilet and I was sitting sideways and I was like, I don't have to do this. What am I doing? I got to get regular style. And then I have half a bathtub. So like I could nope. take a bath if I sat crisscross applesauce.
So it's like a bathtub, but it's like.
It's half a bath. So imagine if you just shrunk your bathtub and then someone was like, that counts. And you were like, it doesn't. I don't think I can work with this. And they were like, it's all you've got. So that's what
I'm gonna recommend. I'm gonna recommend that you shower. Don't do that. Don't sit there. is your roommate gainfully employed, or is he also?
He is, okay, actually.
Good. So that takes some of the heat off you a little bit, because you're not having to go, oh man, I got to carry everything.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm about to be a house husband pretty soon here.
Another question: what have you been binge watching, if anything? Someone says Harry Potter, or have you been watching anything else these days?
You know what? At first I was like, I'm going to be responsible. I'm not going to just watch all the shows. I'm going to read. And so I read The Lord of the Rings again the whole way through. And I was like, look how cultured I am. And then I watched, and then I got Law. And then I was like, this sucks. And I rewatched all of 30 Rock. Great show. All of it. All of 30 Rock. And then I started rewatching The Simpsons. Seasons 1 through 12 only. And I know purists will say only 1 through 8, but you know what? 9, 10, 11, and 12, they're fine. What else have I been watching? I think I'm going to start Breaking Bad for the first time.
Never watched that show.
No, everyone tells me it's the best show, so I'm like, I guess I got to watch this show.
Well, how about Better Call Saul? Have you watched that?
No, never watched that either.
Okay, then you have plenty of time. We don't know when this thing is going to end.
It's true.
You can go ahead and watch those. Have you watched The Goldbergs?
I've not watched The Goldbergs. Is this a recommendation?
Can I tell you? I am not. I watch news, too much news. I watch sports and very little of anything else. I watch Ozark and some of those other shows, but very little of the other. But I watch some Goldbergs. Man, that show is funny. Fun. It's like I was shocked at how good it is. I will sit and watch three or four episodes in a row of the Goldbergs. It really is a fun show.
I'll check it out. I do play a lot of video games. I'll say that. It sounds like I'm being more responsible than I am. I probably play around 40 or 50 hours of video games a week, but I was always doing that.
That's your thing, right?
That is my thing. That's my main thing. I play a lot of video games. So,
are you able to go work out and run? I know that you do work out. You try to stay fit.
Not really. I do burpees in my house. So I prison style. We push the couch. I do 200 burpees, and then I go back into my room. Call it good. So,
is everyone wearing the masks like they're supposed to?
Yes, most people are. I mean, I've seen a few people not, but almost everyone is all the time.
Yeah, I feel like it's getting to the point where there are people that, like, I wear the mask, but I think there's people that look at me like, ah, what's this guy doing? What you afraid? It's like, look, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, right? That's the thing. It's like, afraid. I'm not chancing it.
I do feel like there's people out there kind of giving you the look like, yeah, you're buying into the hype. It's like, you know what? Maybe you're right. It's possible that you're right, but I don't want.
Let me tell you, no one's given those looks here in New York City. No one's given those looks here. If you don't have your mask on, people are like, what are you doing? Like, I actually saw a lady confront someone at Rite Aid for not having a mask. So.
I've seen the opposite, but that's, you know, in parts of Utah where you go and it's like, oh, okay, you're one of them. It's like, oh, I guess so. Yeah. I don't know. I got a BYU mask. So it's like, I got a BYU logo.
Yeah, you got the cougar is the extra layer of protection you need. It scares the virus.
I need something. Have you seen Tiger King in all caps? That's the question. I got that one.
You know what? Tiger King is so pervasive in the consciousness of the United States right now. I actually did see it. And I forgot to even mention that I binged it. I did watch it in like two sittings. Wow. Talk about a show that just gets weirder and weirder and weirder to the point that you're like, is this even, no one could write something that weird. It was wild. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw the whole thing. It was wild.
Have you done stand up on Zoom at all? No. I mean, conversations like this are one thing, but stand up. I got an email this morning from someone wanting me to do a Zoom show tomorrow, and it's like 60 minutes. So, and it's for a company because they want to make people, they want people to feel better. So, all the employees, so they'll Zoom a comedian. So, just imagine hey, and then you do your stuff.
With, you know what?
It's bad enough with no laughter, but do an hour by yourself. You don't really know who's what. And you kind of – can't you see him clock out? Like, you can see how many followers you have, and then you see
him. Imagine if you saw all of them like this, like a big Zoom call, and you see people working, not looking up, just like right. – oh. You know what I would do? I would agree to it, and then I would stream my own special. Like, here's me doing it, and then they would be like, it's me right now. You can't prove it's not. whatever.
And it's guaranteed to be better than
– oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Wild. I've not done any Zoom shows. I think as soon as quarantine hit, a lot of people were like, we're doing comedy on Instagram and Zoom. And I immediately was like, this is a bad idea. Don't do this. And so all my peers who are now jonesing so hard to do comedy, they're doing all these shows and they're just like, well, you talked bad about it. So I'm not inviting you. And I'm like, I'm fine. I'm good. I'll have conversations like this. And I'm doing another show where we have a script for a movie and everyone is playing a character from the movie, but they don't have the script. Only I have the script and I'm reading the scenes, and then they have to guess what they think their lines are and act the movie out. It's very silly and funny. That's fun, but like that's fun because we're all laughing together.
It's a movie that you're writing?
No. It's like I have the script for Titanic and you're playing Jack. And I'm reading, doing like a table read. So I'm setting the scene and reading it. And then when it comes to your line, you have to say it from memory.
Right.
So you're being silly and improvising. And then it ends up like messing the movie up and people are being silly. It's a very fun, it's a cool concept. It's fun.
Are you getting food delivered or are you cooking? What's going on?
I'm a terrible cook. So I wouldn't call it cooking. I'm eating cold SpaghettiOs out of the can. Yes.
Oh. Do you have an automatic can opener or do you have to do the old windy thing?
I'm Flintstone style. I'm doing it by hand like a caveman. It's terrible.
Oh, my gosh. Shane I know. Smith, so when do you think it's going to be over? What are you hearing in New York? You're in Queens, New York, the epicenter of all of this horribleness that's happening. What are you hearing?
Is the most affected borough. I am in the most affected place in the world currently.
Queens is? Queens is the most affected area?
Yeah. And so I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't hear anything. I just hear that they have no idea. I think some semblance of normalcy, but not total normalcy is supposed to return in the summer. So in May, maybe. But I don't know. That's really all I know. I mean, I know that the curve is flattening very well in other parts of the United States, which is really like exciting and good. Everyone's doing a good job. So like, you know, people are being incredulous all over the place, but it seems like other places are doing just fine. So I think as a country, we've come together, we've beaten this thing up, and hopefully things start going back to normal pretty soon. So
well, what gives you hope right now? So as you're in lockdown, you've been locked down for like the last month, basically.
Yes.
In your apartment in Queens with a roommate with one toilet, half a bathtub, and SpaghettiOs that you have to open with the cranker there. So what gives you hope? What keeps you going through this to kind of remain as sane as possible?
Keith Stubbs, that's a great question that I don't have an answer for. I have no idea. I'm just taking it a day at a time here. I will say I thrive in the staying at home environment. I'm a guy who loves to stay at home and watch TV and play video games and read books. But I will say not being able to exercise or like get out and work has been pretty brutal. Also, I'm a genius and decided to have a breakup right before quarantine. So there's that too. Oh. So I know it's the worst possible timings.
So is your heart aching right now? Now wait a second.
Definitely.
We might as well talk about it.
Let's get into it, work
you through it. who broke up with who?
It was kind of a mutual thing.
So was this a long time coming or did the quarantine exacerbate the situation?
This was happening right before quarantine. So we literally broke up and then quarantine started like a week later. So we had no idea.
And where does she live?
She lives in Brooklyn.
So she lives in Brooklyn. She lives over there. You live in Queens.
Mm-hmm.
And then things were getting a little funky,
yes,
right? You could already tell things weren't great, but you were still together.
Yeah,
and then the quarantine happened, and then it was like, hey, you know, I don't think this is going to work.
No, it happened. It happened right before quarantine. It was like, I don't think this is going to work. I'm so sorry. Blah, blah, blah. I broke up with her, and it was so bad. And I think, you know, we kind of, as a couple, saw it coming. And then I did it in person to her face, which I don't recommend. Just be a coward and text. It's so much easier. So there's that. It's so brutal. Man, anyway, it's so hard. So I did that, and then I was like, well, at least I have a tour coming up and lots of work to do. I'll stay busy. The heartbreak won't get to me. And then the governor was like, if you leave your house, I will kill you, or whatever he said. I don't pay. You know, I just read the body of the message and I get his vibes, you know? So I was like, wow, cool. So I'll just stay inside and ruminate on my decisions and my loneliness for, it's been about a month now. Pretty rough.
Okay. And do you hear from her?
I do. We talk to each other still. We are still friends. Okay. She's a very lovely woman who deserves much better than me, I'll tell you.
Shane Smith is his name. He's a comedian. He lives in Queens, New York. He's from Utah. That's what I've been told. Is that true? You're from
Utah.
You know, I tell people in the business, in show business, which I'm on the peripheral of, I say Shane Smith, and they go, where is he from? I go, Utah. They go, no. No way. I go, yeah, he's from Utah.
I love it. Yeah, representing for Utah. I'm hoping to come visit pretty soon here. As soon as it's light enough for me to come visit, I'll be down there. So
could you, the airports are open, right? I mean, you could your way to the airport.
I could, but I would be visiting my 97-year-old grandfather and my mother, who's immune compromised. So I'm trying to wait until it's a little safer. Though I will say, my grandpa's like, you can't visit because your mom will get sick. But if the Germans couldn't stop me, this virus won't. He's one of those guys. I'm like, I don't think the virus cares about the Germans you fought. And he's like, trust me, it knows. So I was like, all right, fine.
Hey, Shane, back to the read the script thing you were talking about a minute ago, where read it, you take a script from a movie, you read one of the lines, and your friends try to figure out what the next line is going to be. That's basically the gist of it. Where can people see that? That's been asked here. Where can people see that?
Twitch.tv/Shaydozer. I stream every Wednesday. I usually am playing video games, but sometimes we do live shows like that. And it's just a fun, silly, silly time. So come on down, everybody.
Are you one of these guys where people watch you play video games?
I am. Yeah, that is like, something I do.
So that seems, once again, boomer. That seems just weird to me, someone watching you play video games. Why is that appealing? And I know it's a big deal, so you don't have to tell me. But why? I don't understand the appeal of me watching you play a video game.
I would say I would liken it to why it's the same thing as watching someone play sports, right? It's like, oh, they have something you don't, and they're in a position to do something you can't. And so and also there's a sort of like where you have these sort of relationships with the athletes, and be it they're one-sided, but you kind of feel close to them in a way, and you're invested in their careers and their success. It's the same general vibe.
Is there a certain game that you play?
I play a game called Valorant, which is like a shooting game. It's like an e-sport. So, I'm on a team. I have a jersey. I'm not the captain. I'm not very good, but I do. I get out there and play, go to tournaments. So
when you have a team, do you have like teammates that are,
yeah,
so they'll all log on or whatever at the same time and you guys will do your thing?
Yeah, we practice, Keith. Your boomer mind will be hate to know that we practice video games. We get together. It's not even for fun. It's not even for fun anymore. We're actually sitting down. We say we have a regimen. We say we all have to practice aiming today. And we're not even doing it. None of us like it. We're just playing to get better. You would hate it.
Yeah, you're right. I like hearing about it, but I would never. We're just come from a different look. It's a different. Everyone has their thing, and you have that, and I don't.
True.
So
that's
all right. Hey, so do you have a podcast? You got anything that you want to promote for the people? This is Shane Smith right here. Podcast, Twitter, any of that stuff where people are going to want to connect with you.
I have a podcast called Cowboy Boys. Me and my friend Mac do it. It's about, it's just us being silly, silly guys. So I will say there's that. And then you can follow me on any social media at Shay Dozer, S-H-A-Y-D-O-Z-E-R. And yeah, talk to me. I will talk back to you, especially these days. I got nothing going on. I'm playing video games. So,
hey, I've been meaning to ask you this since I met you like 8 years ago.
Oh, here we go.
What's the Dozer? What's the, cause your name's Shane Smith. That's all I've ever known. Shane
with
a Y. Now, but all your stuff says like Shay Dozer and all that.
That's right.
Is there something there I'm missing?
Shay Dozer is my gamer tag, which is your special name for gaming. So like my jersey says Shay Dozer on it. I normally would have Shane Smith Comedy or Shane Smith on any of my social media because I'm a professional. But I will tell you, you know who else is named Shane Smith? The billionaire owner of Vice Magazine. And he owns everything that has to do with his name. So not for me. I don't get to use my name anymore. So Shay Dozer it is.
But what's the Dozer part? Like bulldozer type thing?
Like a bulldozer. Yeah, Shay Dozer. That my brother, who's on the team, his name is Jar Dozer, and his name's Jared. Yeah. So
is there any way for Keith Dozer to join the team? Can I?
Key Dozer. You got to shorten it up a little bit. Key Dozer, right here. I'll get you a jersey.
You don't go with the whole name.
You don't go with the whole name. You got to shorten it up. Right. We'll get you a jersey. It's nice. It's breathable. It's good. You'll love it.
His name is Shane Smith. He's a comedian. Shane, anything you want to say to the people out there?
I appreciate you all so much. I hope you're taking care of each other and that everyone's being healthy and responsible and that we're all having a good time taking care of ourselves.
Thank you so much, Shane. It's always good to see you again. I can't wait to see you again in person.
Yeah.
Let's get through this thing. Do me a favor.
Your
co-host on your podcast, Matt Arthur. Mac Arthur I said hello.
Tell him I said hello.
He'll be excited to hear it.
Yeah,
he's always made me laugh. So thank you so much.
Shane Smith
is his name. Hey, on Wednesday, we've got Josh Sneed. He's going to be on with us at 2 o'clock Mountain. And then on Friday, Jenna Kim Jones. Shane Smith, thank you so much. Have a great day. Be safe and keep in touch, okay?
Hey, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.